The Telegraph newspaper writes that the word selfie was first used in 2002 by a drunk Australian who posted a picture of his split lip and wrote, "Sorry for the focus, it was a selfie." Well, today the Oxford Dictionary named selfie word of the year. And Capitol Hill language is also in the spotlight today. The nonprofit Center for Plain Language released their report card grading 20 federal agencies on how well they communicate with the public and comply with the Plain Writing Act. Yes, there is an act. Congressman Bruce Braley of Iowa wrote it. He's author of the 2010 Plain Writing Act. And Congressman, I'm looking at the report card that came from the Center for Plain Language. Let's give props to the Social Security Agency and the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, the report card is broken into two components. One is how each agency is complying with the Plain Writing Act, and the other is how their writing actually appears and whether it's easy to understand by the intended user. And the Social Security Administration had an A in both compliance and how they actually write. But we've got a long way to go if you look at the report card.
Well, I was just going to note, as we said, USDA also an A with compliance, B in writing. But you go over to Housing and Urban Development, an F in compliance, a D in writing. What is bad writing? Can you call up an example of something that could be said in a far clearer way?
Sure. It's gobbledygook, written in language so incomprehensible that the intended user has no idea what's expected of them.
Everyone knows what you are talking about, but we asked the Center for Plain Language for an example of poor communication, and this they gave us from the Treasury Department. Let's see how they scored. Oh, terrible. Also an F and a D. So here's a sentence that they gave us from the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau.
We are taking steps to improve processing time for certificates of label approval, COLAs, without compromising our mandates under the Federal Alcohol Administration Act, FAA Act.
It was disjointed. You have no idea what the point of that sentence was. It was not written in clear language with active verbs, which is how people understand things more effectively.
Well, here's the sentence that the center offered as an alternative.
We're trying to reduce the time it takes to review and approve your labels.
Ta-da!
Yeah, that's right. People can understand that.
Congressman Braley, this helps the consumers, but how much as a legislator does this help you? I can't imagine what it's like for you to have to wade through all of this.
Well, one of the reasons I've been such a big fan of plain language is it has enormous benefits to everyone. And my next big priority is the Plain Regulations Act, because it's the federal regulations that small businesses and individuals who depend upon these agencies just get bogged down in because of the incredible minutia and gobbledygook that the regulations are written in. And it just requires changing how the people who draft those regulations think about who's going to be reading and relying upon.
That's Iowa Congressman Bruce Braley, author of the Plain Writing Act. The nonprofit Centers for Plain Language released their report card of federal agencies' ability to comply with that act. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. Congressman, thank you.
You're welcome.